Boats are an excellent tool for preppers. On this channel, I've demonstrated kayaking with my solar fishing kayak, jet skis, and pontoon boats as a means of commuting after SHTF. They allow you to fish, escape potentially dangerous situations, or just use the rivers as a way to travel when the roads become impassable and treacherous. Today I'm going to share an item with you that after years of use I can confidently say is the best portable and durable flotation system that I've ever used. So let's get to it.
Hey buddy, you got a light? Hey man, you got a light?
All right guys, so I want to show you something that we've used for several years and this thing kicks a lot of ass. What this is a portable lightweight dinghy, but it's built extremely tough and it's very small and compact. In fact, this does not do it justice because there's actually two in here. You can actually compress this down almost to a very negligible size. So it's smaller than a football, and this is a full-on boat. You can use this to fish from, and I'm gonna show you how you set it up. So basically, you have two valves here. One is inflate, one is deflate. So we're gonna close up the deflate, and this is the Climate Lightweight Dinghy. You can see it's a very durable material, abrasion resistant. So it's not like those cheap dinghies you get from Walmart, and it is heat sealed. And so what we're going to do, we're going to open the inflate valve. You just basically take the bag, you plug that into there. We're going to fill this bag, and all we have to do, this bag is open-ended, is we just use this to fill up the dinghy. You can just blow it up, but I would not advise because it'll take a while. However, there is a one-way vent, so you don't have to worry about air escaping. One thing, when you first get it on the water, it is going to seem like it's deflating, but that's just because the material, when it gets wet, it expands. So you're going to have to get it wet and then pump it up again. We'll see how many of these it takes. I'll probably fast forward through this. If you don't want to do this, you can get the Climate portable pump, which will pump this up in a couple minutes. But if you're somebody who wants to pack ultra light, this is the way to go because it's dual purpose. Then you also have a dry bag. Now we're full. And it's just gonna pop out when it can't take anymore. So you pull it out and it's a one-way valve, so you don't have to worry about it leaking. You can, if you want, you can fill up this part here, although you don't really need to.
We've made a video about it in the past, but it really deserves a second mention because this is definitely something that could be in a bug-out bag or a bug-out vehicle kit. Certainly has a lot of uses. If you're a person who does a lot of canoeing and maybe you want like an emergency lifeboat of sorts, this could potentially fulfill that role.
That pops, I'm not saving you.
Yep.
You save yourself.
I tell you, this thing is awesome. Like, there's no durable, backpackable boat like this.
Time to get out.
Who wants to try?
Me.
No. Me.
This thing is awesome. I mean, we've used this for how many years now?
Like two.
2 or 3 years at least. I think it's been more like 3 years.
Yeah, three.
I remember when I made my first Frenchman video about it, where I was making fun of the French. I feel like a French voyageur.
Where is the fur?
How's it going, man?
Good, caught no fish, sorry. Maybe tomorrow I'll get to my 12.
Are you Normalcy Norman's son?
Maybe. Probably.
Okay, so now, like, we want to deflate it. Super easy to do. All we do is like so. And it's got a big deflate hole, so it's going to deflate really fast. We don't want to get water in there, so. Give us a breakdown of what's going on here.
So, we're on a vacation in summertime, and we just went to a restaurant. Our food just got there, and all the lights just blown. 2 seconds. me and my sister looked outside, and the only things that were on were the light-up signs for the stores that say their name. We came back to our hotel, and nothing is working. Yes, we went to the corner store to get a few things. I bet that makes it sound like we're just looting the gas station.
We didn't.
But we didn't.
The corner store was still open. How are the boats?
Nice.
Pretty cool, hey? Think you could survive in that boat for an extended period of time?
Well, it's definitely better than those Amazon ones that are not as durable as this and not as lightweight as this. Yeah.
You're a future gear reviewer, bro. Congrats. We're in our secret place. We can't tell anybody. We don't want the world to know, right?
There's the trailer right over there.
Well, except that guy. All right, so we got the string. We got the boat. See you later, guys. It's been nice knowing you.
No, I'm not doing that today.
You're not having that?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to drown. Can you drown on a
boat? Ahoy, matey. How are you?
Good.
Where are you off to? You're off on a journey.
Is your name Castaway? See, guys, I bring out the climate lightweight dinghy, and the kids end up playing with a log for an hour.
Look.
Go figure.
You can.
This goes to show. So you're telling me you prefer that log?
No, but guys, look at this. I'm on top, and then you can put your Doritos in your pocket so they get wet, and ride along.
You got Doritos in your pocket?
Nope. And then you fall off and die.
That's a pretty good setup, minus the dying part.
Also, there's charcoal on the bottom.
So you can use it to light.
You don't need to put a fire. Just lift this on, you can.
And you get all full of black suit. That's awesome. So if you ever have to fight a predator, you can disguise yourself somewhat.
Yep.
Because that happens all the time around here.
Totally. Hey, can I get a turn?
Nope.
Wow.
You do it this way so the deflation valve is there. Push any extra air out. If I wanted to, I could get it a little bit more compact, but that's still pretty good. There we go. Alright, guys, so this is the portable lightweight dinghy by Climate. I know it doesn't look like much, but it's actually probably one of the best things of its class on the market because it's incredibly durable, incredibly lightweight, and it's an excellent day trip packer or even as a life preservation device. Very easy to inflate. There's multiple ways to inflate it, and it's made with a really abrasion-resistant thick material. Unlike a lot of these flotation devices, this one is actually made for the purpose of being lightweight and compact, so it's not going to take up a huge amount of space in your pack. And I'm not sure about the shape, whether that is ergonomically inspired, but it's really excellent for recreation. But I'd say it's also probably one of the best things I've come across in terms of having a durable lightweight flotation device.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.